first half of 2016 was full of loss, with icons like Prince and David Bowie leaving us too soon. But the past 6 months have also brought incredible releases from a wide array of artists. To start things off, seasoned veterans Radiohead released their highly anticipated album, A Moon-Shaped Pool. Sweet-faced ones with nothing left inside. The song Identikit has been a favorite of Radiohead fans since 2012. It's one of two live favorites on A Moon-Shaped Pool that have been reworked to fit the more somber, ambient sound of the record. The sometimes grim shades of the album mirror actual heartbreak. Singer Tom York recently ended a 23-year relationship with partner Rachel Owen, the mother of his two children. Still, the album shines bright in classic Radiohead fashion. Another major 2016 release is also about reflecting, but it couldn't be further from Radiohead's dark indie musings. Chance the Rapper is a 23-year-old artist from Chicago who has refused to this point to sign with a major label, instead deciding to release mixtapes. He gained major ground in the rap community with his album Acid Rap, and on his new mixtape coloring book, Chance takes the bar he set for himself and uses it to propel his craft to another dimension.
We're still catching lightning bugs when the plague hit the backyard. Had to come in that dark, cause the big shorties act hard. Okay, now day grandpa grand crossing.
Summer Friends is full of references to the life of a 90s kid, but Chance works his magic when it comes to the storytelling of the black youth experience. References to day camp shootings and CPD encounters are mentioned with such regularity that it paints a picture of what it was like to grow up on Chicago's South Side, and even more so, the struggles that come with making it out. I used to kill them with the long hair. Mama has salon doing perms out the armchair. Yeah, we're working late. He treat the girl like it's a timeshare. In the hip-hop community, Chance is a rising star, but his challenges to the record industry are having big implications for all artists. Thanks to a successful campaign this year, the Grammys will begin considering albums that are being sold in untraditional manners, like mixtapes or streaming releases, as possible award nominees. A hip-hop veteran herself, Rihanna also released an album in 2016, but it's more of a rebranding than her eighth studio album. Anti is a pop star at her finest, and as someone who wasn't a big fan of Rihanna or her style of music before listening, I was amazed at how much I enjoyed the world influences and production value. Desperado, sitting in a old Monte Carlo, a man inside is hollow, take it easy, I'm not trying to go against you. Rihanna is one of the most popular pop artists of her generation. Collaborations with high-profile artists like Drake and Jay-Z put her name on a list of hip-hop's finest, and with her 2016 album Anti, she propels herself and her sound to the new level. This track, Desperado, was a personal favorite. And it's out of love, yeah, yeah. Another female artist who shined this year was the indie rocker Mitski. With a sound equal parts Fiona Apple and the Pitsies, Mitski's 2016 album Puberty 2 is high on my list for this year's releases so far. Lyrically, she's witty, vocally she's unmatched in her genre, but the real treat is getting to experience the way she tackles 21st century issues like racism and gender inequality with a bit of humoristic optimism. But Big Spoon, you have so much to do and I have nothing ahead of me. Far from a mainstream staple like Rihanna, Mitski isn't someone you'll hear on the radio. Well, except for right now, of course. She's becoming a favorite in the indie community and is one of my most anticipated shows of the summer. Her songwriting style hasn't been matched in any 2016 release. ...2016 has been special indeed, but no release has earned more spins on my turntable than Car Seat Headrest. What started as a solo project of songwriter Will Toledo has become an all-out indie rock phenomenon. The music shines during live performances, but 2016's Teens of Denial is my favorite album of the year for the first half of 2016 because of how magical it is as a studio record. We have 6 more months of 2016 before it's all said and done, but if the second half flies by as fast as the first half, 2017 will be here before we know it. These 5 records are just a few of the best to come out of the year, and if the first half is any indicator of the second half, 2016 is a truly special year for music. For WGLT, I'm Taylor Bauer.
This world, yes, but it's